political unrest continues in Kenya. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On today's broadcast, we're going to revisit the situation in Kenya and look at some of the latest developments in the election saga and how you can help from afar. Plus, we've got a story highlighting National Adoption Awareness Month with some thoughts from an adoptive couple. That's coming up. But first, Kenya remains in an uproar following the recent repeat vote that determined the country's presidential election. Now, those results declared Uhuru Kenyatta the winner, but not everybody's accepting it as a legitimate win. DOR International's Rob Meyer shares.
Several areas got violent enough that the election was postponed for several days till the situation could be calmed. And following all of that, votes were counted, and the commission, which is in charge of the election, put out an announcement that the incumbent was again elected through a vote of 7.6 million people.
Kenyatta's opposition, Raila Odinga, is calling for continued resistance.
Right now, what he's calling for specifically are peaceful protests, some forms of picketing, some economic boycotts to happen. But there is concern that if things continue, that violence could escalate in the country.
At least two petitions are currently in the court challenging the validity of last week's poll. The Supreme Court is expected to hear the cases in the coming weeks. Pray for peace and justice in Kenya, and that ministries in the country would be able to continue in spite of the political unrest.
Some ministry is continuing to happen on ground, particularly among nationals. People are trying to continue to live their lives, but they also realize that at any moment, somebody could make an announcement and violence could erupt. Other things could happen. So living in the midst of that uncertainty can be very difficult.
Next, we're focusing on the persecuted church this week in preparation for the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, Sunday, November 5th. But in order to pray for our persecuted Christian brothers and sisters, we have to get to know them and their stories. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says there are resources available to connect us to those believers.
I think one of the things we need to do, though, is to know the names if we can and find out through ministries like Voice of the Martyrs Canada US, Open Doors, find out the names and pray for them. And in many cases, we may be led to write letters to the people that are suffering.
You can also pray for specific countries where believers are under pressure. For example, North Korea is the top country on Open Doors World Watch list, where Christian persecution is considered the harshest.
You have what's called the Juche system or ideology, which is the worship of the Kim family. And so in that particular country, you're not allowed to have any other kinds of deities or gods that you worship. And so as a result of that, Christianity is basically banned there.
You can find more country profiles and the stories of persecuted believers at VOM Canada's website, or we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And finally, Beth and Harold Schneiders have adopted six children over the last two decades. Now, to highlight National Adoption Awareness Month, the couple, who we met through Bethany Christian Services, shared what they've learned through their adoption stories. Beth says,
before adopting, we knew that we were adopted, spiritually adopted, that we call God our Father, that we are His children.
After the adoption of their children, though, they gained a much richer understanding of what it means to be adopted into God's family. They've also learned that if God asks something of you, He'll make sure you have the resources that you need. Harold says,
this is an enterprise for average people, because we don't have an average God. We have a supreme God. So I hope that would be an encouragement to those who think that you need special characteristics to be an adoptive parent.
To learn more about the challenges, the triumphs, and the advice on adoption, read their full story at missionnews.org and find your place in this story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rachanka Padaiti. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change where the love of God takes over. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.